Portland is a big transition team. What are your principles for sound transition defense against them?
Yeah, it's got to do a really good job with the defensive balance out of the rebounding, making sure we get five guys back, get the ball in control, sprint to the level of the ball. This team has several good drivers, athletic wings who could really get into the paint. And one thing we got to do better than we did in our last few games is communication. Just making sure we got all five guys covered and we forced them into a half court team.
Hey, you mentioned the other day that you thought part of the recent success has been guys kind of getting used to their roles. And it made me think, like, are you, in your system, are there specific roles or is everything kind of tailored for what each player is able to do or good at?
Complex question. And the short answer is both.
Okay.
So we have a pretty clear framework, and unlike other teams that say they play more positional, I think we are more role-based. But that role, we try to always highlight the strengths of each guy in that role. So it'll look very different when Cam Spencer is running the point than when Ja is running the point or Vince is running the point. And when we have different guys at the position five, that also changes. So Jock is not doing the same things that Zach is doing, and hopefully BC, when we get him back, is going to also look different in that role. So always trying to find what the guys are unique at and then put our strengths against their weaknesses.
Terry, then Clay.
Jock got upgraded on the injury report. Is he available to play or game time decision?
He won't play today, but he's doing better and better, and it's a matter of days.
Well, Coach, along the same line that you mentioned with Lang, as people come back, how much is it a transition when Ja comes back to try to adjust with that? Because you've had success the last couple of games with the rotation you've had.
Always it's an adjustment, and I look at it as a positive problem. And having a player of Ja's caliber back is always very positive news, and we're looking forward to that. And we've been able to weather the storm here without him, but of course when he's back, we'll lean a lot on him and his creativity, especially on the ball. That'll change a little bit the other players' roles, but I've always looked at it that this makes us more robust for the future, because the situations are going to happen. There's going to be injuries, there's going to be foul trouble, and now you've developed kind of a second role for yourself in a lot of these players, and I look at that as a big strength for us.
One other thing, after tonight, the next game is, I think, Friday night, right? So do you look at this? This is pretty rare in the NBA to have a five-day break in the middle of the season. Like, how do you look at, it as like a mini training camp or just a time to get away, or how are you kind of approaching that?
It's a very unique situation, especially because we got the European games.
Yeah.
So our schedule has been more packed than with other teams because we got to make up for those,
yeah,
those couple of weeks. We just look at it as, let's individualize the training a little bit more in this sequence. Some guys have had very high workloads from the games. It's a chance for those guys to recover a little bit, whereas for other guys it's a great chance to get some lot needed work in live play, and then bring the whole group kind of to an equilibrium heading into the Utah game.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.